This story of majority versus minority is taken from Lessons from Kerbala, from Asr 313, and available to you from the Truth Seekers Library, a Truth Seekers Foundation initiative. What is considered by majority versus minority? It can be explained in three parts. 1. Majority versus minority refers to the situation where two groups have a disagreement or a conflict, and one side has significantly greater number of people than the other. 2. The question arises that should we decide the right and wrong, just on the basis of number of supporters? 3. Basirat or vision is required to identify which side is on the right path. This is extremely important to discover. Let's hear a story on majority versus minority. Jojo the little fish said, "But Dad, everyone else is going." "Jojo, that doesn't mean it's right. This is for your own safety. Now don't ask me again, because my answer is still no." "Okay, Dad." Jojo sighed, as he braced himself for another day, full of insults and taunts. He knew that he was probably the only fish that wouldn't be attending the late night waves, as the event named by his classmates. As he swam to the front gate, Jojo thought about the things that his dad said, and realized that he was right. It was dangerous to go. With such thoughts swirling around his head, Jojo felt comforted and at peace. But he still wished that he could stop his classmates from teasing him, although he knew it was useless. As usual, Jojo was a little bit early, school hadn't started yet. He sighed. Everyone was on their aquaphones. Jojo felt even more upset. He was the only one in his class who didn't have an aquaphone. After taking a little peek here and there, Jojo confirmed that they were all on the famous social network, known as Bubbles. Jojo hadn't been at school for even 10 minutes before the taunting began. "Hi Jojo, Daddy must have said, no," taunted the other fish. Poor Jojo, no aquaphone and no party. Ignoring the taunts, Jojo swam to the class. To take his mind off the party, Jojo paid extra attention in his math class. A few hours later, the bell rang for the break. All the kids rushed outside, excited to be reunited with their devices. While everyone was enjoying their gadgets, Jojo sat by himself. All of a sudden, everyone started yelling excitedly. Jojo couldn't really understand what it was all about. But from the fragments of speech that he caught from other people's conversation, he understood that someone had thrown a dare for anyone to go to the deep end of the sea. Jojo was flabbergasted. The deep end of the sea was the name given to the scariest, most dangerous part of the ocean. It was named that because every fish that went to explore it never returned. There was a lot of shout and cry, but no one really volunteered for the hideous task. Jojo was relieved. The school day finished normally with the usual activities. But after school, three guppies came up and announced that they were going to accept the dare. Jojo was shocked. He wondered, who in the world would do such a ridiculous thing? When Jojo managed to fight through the crowd, he saw the three volunteers, Pum, Me, and Plush. Jojo tried to dissuade them, but they waved away accusing him of being jealous. Everyone else was excited to view the action. The date of 3 days later was set. The kids would drop the three at the edge of the path, and then they would continue the journey on their own, taking a video along the way for proof. Everyone else would wait on the other side of the dangerous route to receive the travelers. It was the talk of the town, and on the chosen date, a large number of fish had gathered to see them off. The journey was about 3 to 4 hours long. Eventually, everyone reached the spot. Time ticked on. A few hours passed by, but still none of the volunteers returned. Slowly, the crowd began to disperse. Another hour slipped by. Most of the fish left the premises, leaving only the most enthusiastic ones behind. Eventually, everyone returned home. The next day, several queries were raised about the whereabouts of the volunteers. The police were involved, but even after 2 weeks of vigorous searching, the results were fruitless. They were declared missing by the authorities. Jojo had been overlooking this the entire time. In his heart, he thanked Allah again that he had not followed others. If he had, he would have also gone missing along with the other guppies that were silly enough to accept the dare. Majority versus minority in Kerbala. Kerbala is one of the biggest examples of standing up against the majority. Citing Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, were only 72 people, but on Yazid's side, there were about 30,000. The numbers did not intimidate those who were citing the truth. We should follow their example, by always standing by the truth no matter how small the number is. It's not the numbers that count, it's the sincerity, dedication and commitment to the cause, which is the deciding factor. That's why Imam Hussein was victorious that day. So how can we decide something based on majority versus minority? 1. At home. By being honest, if you or another sibling has done something wrong, and also not to lie or hide the matter even if your brothers and sisters are trying to do so. 2. At school. By always standing up for whoever is innocent or has been wronged. Never lie or do wrong things even if everybody else is doing them just to make yourself more popular. People often do wrong things to make friends, but never forget that the best and the most reliable friend is the one who helps, supports and guides you to the right path and thus helps you get closer to Allah. 3. At public places. Avoid events where haram activities take place just because everybody else is going, or because you will feel left out. Events like these include parties with inappropriate mixed gatherings, or where alcohol is served, or where they have music and dancing, etc. This is the end of the story, majority versus minority.